Introduction. Welcome to Stage 3 of our course, Generative AI for Product Managers, Exploring the Future of Technology in Business. In this stage, we will dive into the essential tools and techniques that empower you to effectively implement generative AI in your business scenarios. As we transition into this technology-driven era, understanding these tools can help you harness their full potential while navigating the landscape of innovation and ethical considerations. So, let's embark on this exciting journey together. Main content overview of popular generative AI tools. Let's start with a closer look at some of the most popular generative AI tools available today, such as GPT and DALL-E. GPT, or Generative Pre-trained Transformer, is a language model that generates human-like text. Imagine using GPT to draft customer communication, create product descriptions, or even generate ideas for marketing campaigns. It's like having a writing assistant who understands context and can adapt to your brand's voice. On the visual side, we have DALL-E, which generates images from textual descriptions. For instance, if you're developing a new product, you could input a description of your vision, and DALL-E would create a visual representation of it. This capability can be invaluable for brainstorming sessions or design processes, allowing teams to visualize concepts without extensive resources. In addition to GPT and DALL-E, other notable tools include Midjourney for artistic image generation and Stable Diffusion for customizable image synthesis. These tools enable product managers to explore various creative avenues, fostering innovation in product design and marketing strategies. No-code platforms for generative AI next. Let's explore no-code platforms for generative AI. These platforms are designed to democratize access to AI technologies, enabling even those without technical skills to create and implement AI solutions. Tools like Bubble or Adalo allow product managers to build applications that integrate generative AI functionalities seamlessly. For example, imagine you want to create an AI-driven customer service chatbot. Using a no-code platform, you can model the user experience, integrate GPT for conversational abilities, and deploy it within days rather than months. This agility not only enhances customer engagement but also allows you to respond swiftly to market demands. Another excellent example is Zapier, which connects various applications without requiring coding skills. For instance, you can automate workflows that use AI-generated content for social media posts, ensuring that your brand stays active and engaging online with minimal manual effort. Introduction to cloud-based AI services now. Let's transition to cloud-based AI services such as Google AI and Azure AI. These platforms provide powerful infrastructure and pre-trained models that can drastically reduce the time and resources required for implementing generative AI. With Google AI, you can tap into various tools ranging from natural language processing to image recognition. Azure AI offers similar capabilities with an emphasis on integration into Microsoft's ecosystem. By utilizing these services, product managers can focus on building innovative solutions rather than getting bogged down in the complexities of model training and deployment. Additionally, platforms like IBM Watson provide specialized services such as Watson Assistant, which can help create conversational agents with minimal effort. These cloud services are designed to scale and adapt to your needs, making them ideal for businesses looking to incorporate AI without heavy upfront investments. Ethical considerations and responsible use of generative AI tools. As we advance our understanding of these tools, it's vital to address the ethical considerations surrounding generative AI. With great power comes great responsibility. As product managers, you need to ensure that the AI tools you implement operate within ethical boundaries. This includes ensuring data privacy, avoiding bias in generated content, and being transparent about the use of AI in your products. Consider the implications of using AI-generated content in your marketing. Are you being forthright with your customers? Maintaining trust is paramount, and responsible use of AI plays a crucial role in that. Furthermore, it is essential to establish guidelines for the use of AI-generated material, ensuring it aligns with your company's values and the expectations of your audience. For example, when using AI-generated images in advertising, consider how those images may influence perceptions of your brand. Are they representative and inclusive? Taking a proactive approach to ethics not only mitigates risks but can also enhance your brand's reputation. Best practices for implementing generative AI in products. Finally, let's discuss best practices for implementing generative AI in your products. Start by identifying clear use cases that align with your business objectives. Test with small pilot projects to gauge effectiveness before rolling out on a larger scale. Involve cross-functional teams early in the process to gather diverse insights and feedback. Continuous monitoring and iteration are key. AI models can drift over time, and regular updates ensure relevance and accuracy. For example, if a model you're using to predict customer preferences begins to show bias, adjusting it based on new data will be crucial to maintaining its effectiveness. Additionally, consider documenting your implementation process and the outcomes of your AI initiatives. This creates a knowledge base that can be referred to in future projects, allowing you to refine your strategies continuously. Conclusion: in this stage, we've explored a variety of generative AI tools and techniques that can significantly impact your role as a product manager. From understanding the capabilities of tools like GPT and DALL-E to leveraging no-code platforms and cloud services, you now have a comprehensive overview to guide your implementation efforts. Remember, ethical considerations and best practices are not just regulatory checks. They are foundational to building trust with your customers and ensuring the long-term success of your products. Reflection questions: how can you integrate generative AI tools into your current product strategy to enhance customer experience? What ethical considerations do you foresee in implementing generative AI within your organization? And how will you address them? Which of the no-code platforms discussed do you think would be most beneficial for your projects? And why? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of tools and techniques in generative AI. Your journey as a product manager is just beginning, and I'm excited to see how you will apply these insights in your role.